Why, good evening, Sister Sorrowful.
Why, how do you do, Mr. Tickleton? Come right in. Well, ain't I glad to see you? Sit right down. I told Mrs. Judkins when I heard you was a-coming to center to preach to be sure and have you come right here, because I knew how kind of miserable you was.
Oh, I am not exactly miserable, Sister Sorrowful.
Now, don't you tell me that, Job Tickleton. Didn't I know your father and your grandfather before you, and didn't they both die of consumption? That cough of yours means something, and don't you forget it. But then, I suppose it don't matter to you when you do die, being a minister, for you're all as prepared. And if you do die young, you'll miss a sight of trouble. There's nobody knows better than I do what a hard life a young minister has. And I told Mrs. Judkins, says I, don't you let me hear you say one word against Mr. Tickleton, says I, because he's doing the best he can, says I. And if he ain't so smart, some folks, says I, tain't because he don't try.
Well, Sister Sorrowful, I am a little weary with my evening service, so I think I'll retire.
Very well. You come right this way, and I'll show you your room. There, I guess I'll let you have this room tonight, Mr. Tickleton.
Very well. Thank you, thank you. Good night, Sister Sorrowful.
This room ain't been used since Ebenezer died. He dropped right down the fit right on that rug where you stand. He never spoke afterwards. Oh, it was a terrible thing. It almost seems as if we'd had more trouble than our share. Well, I suppose you want to go to bed, Mr. Tickleton, so I'll say good night. If you find that window's too much for you, you can put it up, and you'll find plenty of quilts and things in that closet.
Good night, Sister Sorrowful.
Speaking of that closet, just before we moved into this house, there was a woman hung herself in there.
What? Hung herself?
Yes. They didn't find her for 2 weeks.
Oh, horrors.
You didn't remember Pa, did you?
No, I didn't remember your father.
Well, Pa died in that very bed you'll sleep in tonight. Oh, this room is full of tender memories. It almost seems like a family lot to me. Well, Melissa, come quick, bring the camphor bottle. I believe Mr. Tickleton's fainted away.